1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And I'm Phil Hendry. What do you got, Mike? We're going to go to somebody on the line who is in Alhambra in a moment. Okay. Because we have an open phone right now. For those of you that did not win tickets to see my show live at the Museum of Television and Radio, you can show up and be one of the first 250 people to line up at the museum on November 2nd, and we'll get you into the gallery to watch it closed circuit. There's not going to be any lines permitted before 2 p.m., but the first 250 listeners in line will see the broadcast. So come on down, line up, and get to see the show at least on closed circuit TV. Where's this guy? Because I can hear something. Where are you, sir?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Where are you at?
Yes, sir. I'm in my home in Alhambra, California, Mr. Hendry. My name is Lloyd Bonafide.
Okay, sir. And Mike says that you are right now, you have a situation?
Yes, sir. I am across the street from some individuals that moved into a vacant home across the street from us 2 weeks ago. These people are either a Persian or a Semitic declension. And we are watching them now, and I will tell you that we're a little bit concerned. We were in touch with the police.
What are you concerned about?
Yes, sir. We have seen them. They have a large moving van or truck, if you will, of the variety that was used in the Oklahoma City bombing, sir, and the World Trade Center bombing.
You're talking about a rental truck?
Yes, sir. I am speaking of a rental truck. I would like to say at this time that I am on I am not on a landline. And
you're not talking to me on a landline?
No, sir. I'm either on a cell phone or a cordless.
Well, you got to be on one or the other. I don't know. Do you know what he's on, Mike, or?
My wife says that I'm on a cordless phone, sir.
Okay. Can you tell me what your concern is?
Yes, sir. There is a family of people of some kind of Middle Eastern derivation. They could be Persian or a Semitic extraction. They're on the move now. They're on the move now.
Are you going to stay with me on this?
Yes, sir. They are on the move, out of the house. Our communication is not secure.
All right. Tell this guy that I need for him to stay on the phone.
So the Brooklyn Dodgers moved in 58.
Sir, I can't stay on the line with you unless you make some sense with me right now, okay?
All right, go back in the house. Forgive me, but I am not on a secure line, and I don't know who is monitoring this line. My concern is...
Tell me what your concern is.
My concern is these are individuals of some Middle Eastern derivation. I think it is a very... right now, our country is at threat condition Delta, which is DEFCON Alert Alpha. That's a Sector 4 upgrade.
Excuse me. Are you talking about the fact that the United States military is on some kind of an alert because of the Middle East?
Yes, sir. We are on alert. And what I am saying is that we have across the street from our home, and I live in Alhambra, California, with my wife of 35 years. I was near a mailbox, and this guy who says his name is Kassir, and please make note of that, K-A-S-S-I-R. He claims that they are moving, but the furniture in the van can certainly hide explosives.
All right, so you have some concern that... I say, sir, you have some concern...
Yes.
...that there are explosives... in the van at his house.
Yes, Phil. Also, Phil, I'll tell you, they do have some kind of a boat. And when I think of the poor kids on the SS Cole, I don't know what induces, but what these people have planned right there were fertilizer deliveries there. I am not on a secure line.
Okay, you are telling me you're not on a secure landline. Are you afraid that they are overhearing you right now?
Yes, sir. I am not on a secure line.
All right. Are you saying to me that you feel that these people who live across the street from you are some kind of Arab or Persian terrorist?
Yes, sir. This is an Arab family that moved in some year ago, and they're Arab.
And what are you afraid of? That they've got explosives in that they've got explosives in that truck?
I am concerned with that, yes, sir. Now, the police have been called twice. Please come out here, and have so far not taken any action. Now, no Abraham has ever lived here on our street.
Why do you feel, and who do you think, first of all, they're going to harm, and why do you think they're going to do it?
Sir, I believe on the street we live on here, I'm a Korean War veteran from the United States Navy. My next-door neighbor is a United States Army Ranger veteran and saw action at Omaha Beach, Dog Sector 3. Also, I have a neighbor across catty corner from me who's a Vietnam veteran, Marine Corps. I think it's entirely plausible and understandable that these Arab or Persian people would try to strike at us.
Well, sir, you're three veterans.
No, I would try to strike directly at us. Now, the country is at Delta Alert 3, and we are...
All right, we had a problem yesterday, and I guess the country is still militarily, they're on alert status in the Middle East. You have at your house something entirely different. You have some, you say, Arab neighbors who have explosives in a truck. Have you seen the explosives?
No, sir, I haven't seen them.
Then how do you know they have explosives in the truck?
I think it stands to reason, sir, because I'm a U.S. Navy veteran. My neighbor is United States.
All right, that to interrupt you, but you feel because there are three veterans living there that they are attempting to do you harm?
I don't know whether they want to harm me or simply want to take my home out, but I think it's entirely...
Where are you at? Where are you at?
Where am I at?
What part of your house are you in? What part of your house are you in?
I put the phone down. Could you repeat your question, please?
What part of your house are you in?
I'm downstairs in a secured basement area.
Okay. All right, pal. Mike, what else should I ask this guy?
The police have been called, and they've done nothing.
You've called the police?
Yes, sir.
What's that sound? What is that?
I have an auxiliary generator on right now.
Okay, you've started up an auxiliary generator. Are you afraid that... Are you afraid they're going to bomb your house?
Yes, sir. I have a concern, legitimate concern, that as our country is at deltoid... threat four, that we are that these Arabs would strike wherever they are. Hello?
I'm right here, and we'll stay with you.
All right, sir. I am not on a secured line, but I appreciate you keeping the line open.
We'll keep the line open. Call the cops. Tell them you got a guy. No, I'm not talking to you, sir. Call the cops. Put him on hold. Tell him you got a guy at his house in Alhambra who thinks... He's got some Arabs who are going to blow him up, is the only thing that I can say to him. I mean, he says that he is a veteran. He's got three veterans living on his street. He said the cops won't do anything? Well, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Old-timer, the guy's still there. You there?
Yes, sir.
All right. I don't think that what you have across the street could be construed as a problem.
Well, you know that the country is on an alert status in the Middle East. You know that?
Yes, sir, I know that.
You also know that there has been reported by the FBI every likelihood of domestic terrorism here in our country. You know that?
I know all of that, but what we're trying to determine...
Then you know that a family of what looked like Arabs or Persians living across the street from me with one of these trucks that probably was used in the World Trade Center bombing. I feel very, very concerned about this situation. And as I am not on a secure landline, it is difficult for me to ascertain what I can say.
Well, you called the police, and the police didn't think it was serious, right?
I called the police, and they didn't have anything to act on. But what I am doing is calling on all veterans to keep a 24-hour watch on all Arab or Persian neighbors, as I am doing.
Okay, now what you're doing is, I think, a dangerous thing, okay? I say what you're doing is a dangerous thing.
Mr. Henry, there are some 50 million veterans of foreign wars and the United States Armed Services in our country today. The United States is under a security alert because of threats against our military installations. I am therefore calling on all veterans of all services, whether you were combat or not, to keep an eye on Arab or Persian neighbors around.
Do you know, I'm going to interrupt you here, okay?
Sir, I wasn't finished.
No, but I'm going to interrupt you here. Do you know that when you say these things, that good, decent, law-abiding Arab Americans and people such as that, you put fear into them, okay?
I'm not talking about Arab American. I'm talking about the ones that could have come over illegally from the Canadian frontier or came in across on the Pacific Rim.
Now, what do you mean the Pacific Rim? Are you talking about Arabs smuggled into the country?
I'm talking about, yes, sir, I'm talking.
How are they coming into the Pacific Rim?
I don't know, sir.
What, are they coming in cargo ships or something?
I don't know, sir. I do know they could come across the Canadian frontier or come in through Mexico. But again, let me repeat. I am calling on all United States combat veterans and military veterans. If you live next door to Arabs or you live next door to people of a Semitic descent, to keep an eye on them, as our nation right now is under DEFCON Deltoid Alert 3.
Hold on for a minute. I got to put this guy on hold for a minute. All right, Mike, talk to him. What does he mean, DEFCON Deltoid 3? What is all of that crap? Is that what they're... Because I'm looking in the newspaper here. It's Threat Condition Delta. In the Persian Gulf, nations of Bahrain, Qatar, U.S. military forces have now been put on the very highest state of alert known as Threat Condition Delta. This alert condition is imposed on forces in two circumstances: when a terrorist attack has occurred or intelligence has been received that action against a specific location is likely. Is that what's going on with our right now? But none of that is in America, right? No, all of that is happening over in the Middle East. Let me get this guy back on here. Lloyd.
Yes, sir.
Okay, good news. The threat against American interests is in the Middle East.
I understand that, but I am saying...
But you're still afraid that maybe there's some Arabs that...
There could be Arabs in this country who are moving on public installations. And that's why I said these guys are parked across the street from three veterans. I'm a Navy veteran.
But you're also afraid that they're going to blow you up?
I don't know, sir. That's all I'm...
You're just calling on veterans to keep an eye on Arabs, huh?
Arabs. We need to start neighborhood task forces and elect sector leaders to guide us. Now, I'm our sector leader here at Alhambra. In watching Jews and Arabs 24 hours a day, look for the Star of David on front doors. Obviously, any smell coming from a kitchen that would indicate curry or...
Okay, I hold on for a minute.
Yeah?
Hold on for a minute. Ontario on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This guy, I want to know, okay, if there's a moving van at the house across the street from him, how can he say they're going to blow up a house?
I don't know, but
in Oklahoma.
What's that?
There were Americans driving a moving van in Oklahoma, and they blew up that building. They were Americans that did that.
But they were of Arab extraction. You see?
No.
And
no,
what I'm simply saying is the country right now is under a security alert called Threat Condition Delta.
No, you can't say that it's how come? Okay, maybe it's Americans that are moving in. Are you going to say that because they have a moving van, they're going to blow up the house?
Well, I talked with this monkey who lives across the street. His name's Kassir, and he has a noticeable accent. And
what is it? A father? A mother?
It is a family. Yes. Sir,
what does the accent have to do with?
Can I ask you where you're calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Ontario.
All right. Do you have a sector leader in your area?
A what?
Do you have a sector leader?
And what is a sector leader?
What? Yeah.
Except for civil defense.
No, there's no need for one in Ontario. We're not paranoid out here.
Sir,
we don't think people are going to blow us up.
Sir, this country is on threat condition Delta, and at that present time, you need a sector leader.
I think
right.
You need a VA hospital.
No, sir. I don't need a VA hospital.
I don't know what it is that you're talking about here, Lloyd, in terms of the threat to
secure Sector 7-2 on the.
As far as the threat to America is concerned, we know that we have a threat in the Middle East, and the military is dealing with that.
So you'd let it happen here? Is that what you're saying? Both of you monkeys? Is the monkey in Ontario saying that you'd let it happen here?
All I can say is I go rent a rider van,
okay.
I
don't think people should assume I'm going to blow you up.
Right.
Because I get a van.
Okay, so if they blow up something here, then you two monkeys will say what then?
And I don't like being called a monkey either.
Yeah, I don't like being called a monkey either.
When you two guys see something blow up here, then what will you say to me?
Then we'll say that you were right. Until that point, I don't think there's any reason to be.
Well, do you have a you don't have a sector leader.
I'm not familiar with any sector leader, okay?
Where do you live, Mr. Hendry?
I live out in the Thousand Oaks area.
Who's your sector leader?
I have no idea.
That is what I'm talking about. This country, I don't know about you, but I'm keeping my neighborhood safe.
All right. Thank you for your call in Ontario. 1-800-449-8686. We talked with a gentleman who is paranoid that the truck across the street from his house, rented by an Arab family, may contain explosives. Even though you called the police are not buying that.
But they didn't search the van. So what I'm, you know, it's possible, Mr. Hendry, that this is something that is not going to develop into anything. But are you telling me that other veterans shouldn't be watching their neighborhoods?
I'm very concerned about how a lot of families who are of Arab-American descent, how they're going to be, you know, you don't get paranoid, man. We don't need vigilantes running around here.
I'm not talking about Arab-American. I'm talking about straight, pure Arab. No American mixed in.
Well, how do you know that he's straight, pure Arab?
If he's talking like an Arab. And this guy that I talked to across the street's done it. And I had the sector leader from the other block check in.
I don't know who you're checking in with sector leaders, okay? But that guy in Oklahoma City, he was right. Those were Americans.
Timothy McVeigh, though, was Arab.
Well, how did he get the name Timothy McVeigh, which sounds to me like a Scottish name?
Sir, have you ever heard of something called an alias?
Timothy McVeigh was an Arab.
Yes, sir, he was. Look, I've gone to the local grocer and purchased all the Persian and kosher foods and hope the Arab and Jews will leave the area so I can sleep tonight. But unfortunately,
Well, look, right now the threat to our country is from the Middle East, and it's not from Israel. So you can probably leave the Jewish people out of that little equation. Okay, right now this guy is a... What kind of a veteran did he say he was? He's a Navy veteran. He believes that there is every reason to fear... some kind of terrorist action from across the street. An Arab family has a moving van parked in their driveway. Now, he's been in his basement now for the last half hour talking to us. He also has called on all veterans across the country to take a look at, and I'm quoting now, Arabs in their neighborhood. End quote. It's Phil Hendry's show here. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. That's 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, we'll be broadcasting live from the Museum of Television and Radio, barring an Arab attack, next Thursday at 4. Phil Hendry's show. So, Lloyd,
Yes, sir. And Mr. Henry, I'm not some crazy old man you need to keep on the phone.
No, I understand that. I was just going to ask you, do you see any activity over there?
As of yet, no, I do not. I'm asking for veterans to help with the defense of our country.
Fine. I just was asking if you saw anything going on over there.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I don't see anything yet. But if somebody tries to kill the President of the United States in the next several weeks, don't say I wasn't calling your show.
I got it. Okay, hold on. Richmond, Virginia on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Lord.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask you, do you live near a military installation?
Near a military installation?
Yeah.
Point Magoon Naval Air Station is up the coast from me, as is El Toro Marine Air Station.
How far?
El Toro's down in Orange County, probably about 30 miles.
Well, you ain't got no
river. We also have a United States Naval installation in San Diego, as you may or may not know.
Yeah, I was in the Navy 7 years.
All right, sir. Are you familiar with the Naval installation in San Diego?
I was there for one day.
All right, sir. We also have the Point Magoon Naval Air Station, as well as the Port Hueneme Naval Engineers. We got a CB construction brigade up there.
Yeah, but you
All right, do you hear what this man's saying, though? You're living... There's all kinds of military installations.
Okay, so that means we can all sit back on our thumb and not do anything?
Yeah, but... First of all Arab Americans are not, they don't believe in what they believe in over
there.
I'm
not talking about Arab American, I'm talking about pure Arab.
How did they get in this country?
A very good question, sir.
Can
you're a United States Naval veteran, correct, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what you do.
Yes, sir, I'm a Navy veteran from Korea. And so,
I'm a Navy veteran from Vietnam.
All right, sir, what I'm asking you to do and other veterans is to keep an eye on some of the Arab.
Well, I'm sure we're all doing that.
You got
but
any
I'll tell you what you should do. Why
you
don't you go over there or across to your neighbor and just point blank ask them, say, hey, are you with the group over there in the Middle East or
well, what
are you,
do you
American?
Think, what do you think he's going to say?
He's going to tell you the truth.
He's going to tell me no, even if he is.
No, he's not.
All right, hold on. Stand by.
Okay, Lloyd, we're doing a radio show.
Stand by, please.
Sir, you're a naval veteran from Vietnam, huh?
Yeah.
We had a destroyer.
3 years.
Destroyer? What kind of ship are you on?
Right, stand by. There's a little,
I was on the USS
a Persian
Cecil.
Girl on a pink bike with a basket, and there's a doll in the basket. Could... Oh. You see what I just saw right now, Phil?
What?
A girl with a doll in a basket. How do you know that isn't a bomb? This guy was in Vietnam. Ain't that right, sir?
A little girl...
in Vietnam.
A little girl with a doll in a basket.
Could be a bomb.
I doubt it.
Oh, really? Didn't they have dolls that were bombs in Vietnam?
I never saw one.
Well, you didn't see the right movies. I saw Full Metal Jacket.
Hey,
never
that's
mind.
Movie.
Never mind.
Well, they had it in Full Metal Jacket.
All right. The gentleman in Richmond, I appreciate your phone call this evening.
Well, I tell you, I think you better
stand by.
Straight jacket.
Stand by. All right, they're on the move. They're on the move.
Who cares if they're on the move, man? They may be moving clothes or stuff.
Hey, Bill.
Sir, I want to ask the gentleman in Richmond because I'm trying to get a running count. Who's your sector leader?
I don't have one. We don't need one in Richmond.
All right, they have no sector leader in Richmond, Gladys.
They have no sector leader in Richmond.
We don't need one.
Sir, are you near the Norfolk Naval Base?
I'm like 65, 70 miles away.
Holy sweet Christ. And you don't have a sector leader?
Not as I know of.
Ooh, boy. Wouldn't want to be you fellas.
I'm proud of who I am. I
think you should be proud of who you are, but you don't
but
have
you
a
know,
sector leader.
Oh,
you
God.
Know, I
knock
think
it
you
off
need to go. I think Phil needs to call the guy
VA.
With the white jacket on, and I think you need to be put in a straight jacket.
Oh, so you think I'm nuts, huh?
Yeah.
That's exactly what they said about Billy Mitchell.
Well, you're different.
And they also said that about Warren Corrigan.
Yeah, but you're different. You're completely nuts.
And they said that about George Clinton, too.
But you're nuts.
All right. Thank you very much for your call. Here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, yes. This guy is very offensive, and I'm originally from Iran.
You're from where? Whereabouts?
I was born in the United States.
All right, that's fine. If you were born in the United States, you're clear. Where are your parents from?
Iran.
All right, they do need to report to their sector leader.
What do you mean, sector leader?
Son,
there's no such thing as a sector leader.
In the Miami area, they should have five sector leaders located in
five sector leaders. Shut up, man.
In subway stations.
Go back home. Do something else.
You're telling me
spying on your neighbor.
Well, you little Iranian. You told me to shut
Iranian.
Up. You know what I would?
Oh,
what I would love to do
shut
is
up.
Drop kick your ass. Oh my God! They're taking a bomb from the movie truck.
All right, now wait a second. You're sure it's a bomb?
Yes. Oh, never mind. It's a gas barbecue.
Oh, come on, will you? Covina on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. And Laura?
Is Edward there? No.
My name's Lloyd, though.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's here.
Oh, yeah. You know, I kind of got like a two-part question. First off, I'm wondering if the only reason that you're scoping out your neighbor is that, A, you believe them to be of Arab descent, and two, they have a moving truck. That's the only reason?
That's reason enough when your country is under Delta Threat 4.
Now, you're aware that our country here in the United States isn't on Delta Alert 4, but
Delta
our
Threat
in
Alert.
The Middle East.
We are under Delta Alert Threat 4.
Okay.
And you have no knowledge, I guess, of your sector leader either, do you?
No, you know what? I don't.
Okay,
but,
there you go.
But you know, I
don't have any knowledge of my sector leader. The kid in Miami didn't know who his sector leader was, and the guy in Richmond didn't know who his sector leader was, okay? None of us know who our sector leaders of.
Mister, I feel sorry for you.
Great.
No, you really shouldn't.
All right, ma'am. Anything else?
Yeah, another second part to my question is, Lloyd, why do you feel that veterans need to take such a strong stance?
Well, I think that veterans are the people who...
Question, sir.
Stand by.
If these people were really so much of a threat, and if the U.S. really has so much to worry about, shouldn't the United States military, active military...
Yes, they should, but right now, while we don't have any active military in the sector, and we don't know our sector leader, it's up to the veterans to do that. And
okay, tell you what, Lloyd, we got the police coming over there one more time, okay?
Oh, they're not going to do nothing.
I swear to you, they're going to check it out, okay? And I'm going to take one more phone call, then I got to go.
Mr. Henry, we are under Sector Alert Delta 5, and...
I understand. I'm taking one more phone call, and then I got to go. Oklahoma City on a Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Yes. I just want to tell your guest that he was saying how his neighbor has a Arabic accent, and just because he has an accent does not make him not an American.
Hey, wait a minute. You're in Oklahoma City.
Yes, I am.
Well, you know all about Arabs.
Well, apparently not. There's not too many out here, but I'm saying...
Well, there was enough of them to blow that building up.
That was not an Arab that blew up the Oklahoma City federal building, okay? It was a guy named Timothy McVeigh.
He was a Caucasian.
Well, all right.
But apparently, just because you said your neighbor had an Arabic accent, that doesn't mean he's not an American citizen.
Well, you're right about that, but I'm looking at natural-born Arabs, and then we'll go down from there.
All right, sir, thank you. Good luck, man, and...
Hey, wait a second, that's the VA hospital outside. Those aren't the police.
Yeah, okay, hold on. They'll be right with you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Show 1-800-449-8686. I heard a guy say, well, actually, I said it first, then I heard a caller call and say it, that, you know, what's wrong with those guys just having a nice war down there? Or are all you cats still worried about that biblical thing kicking in? You know, in other words, the armies of the world will meet in Jerusalem. Well, if they do, they do. You know, there comes a time when being afraid of something and putting off the inevitable just isn't getting it done. It's like knowing you've got to jump from the burning building, but you're walking in circles. You know, what's going on in the Middle East and these pathetic efforts at so-called peace, it's not working. So why not just let those people have themselves a big, fat barrel of fun war? That's what they're gunning for. That's what they want. That's what is going to make them happy. They got to kill off a generation of young men and women and then start all over again. I guarantee you, after they spill enough blood, you know, they might be in the mood to go to a barbecue or a soccer game or have themselves a beer or whatever, anything but that. But, you know, they haven't had it yet, so they're going to have to get it on. Have themselves that war. And as far as the United States is concerned, you know, we got our big, fat, stupid noses stuck in a part of the world where we got no business. And don't start giving me that oil thing. Well, we developed the resources down there. If it was Japan over here actively cutting down the trees, you know, we cut down our trees and send them to Japan anyway. I mean, that's insult enough. But if the Japanese were over here doing the cutting, I think there'd be a little problem. As long as we got our big, fat American dumb nose stuck in the business of those people down there, we're going to get that. We're going to have bombs going off in warships, and we're going to have people and military bases exploding and embassies exploding and people getting kidnapped and Americans getting shot and a whole lot of people getting all bent out of shape that their sons and daughters are actually, you know, dying in uniform. You know, those kids, unfortunately, the kids that died on the coal, I feel bad about it, but ain't that what soldiers are supposed to do? Those are soldiers. They die. That's a Navy. They're soldiers. They're sailors. They're in the defense of their country. They die. You don't put a kid in a uniform, put them in a ship, and ship them down to that part of the world without running that risk and being knowledgeable of that risk. It's sad. It's tragic. They're young. But guess what? Newsflash, most soldiers are young, and when they die young. So laying some story on me about how, well, the poor kids, yeah, poor kids, they go in at 18. If they're lucky, they get out at 20 or 21. And if they're really unlucky, they die in a war. And they're young when they die. Now, there's America down there where we got ships parked all over the freaking place. You know, this was never meant to be an empire, man. This is a country. This is not an empire. This is a country. It's called the United States of America. This is where I live. We got a state up there called Alaska, another one sitting out in the Pacific called the Hawaiian Islands. That's about as far afield as we ought to go. Hawaii, Alaska, boom. That's about as far away as we get. And if I go any further than that, I know I ain't in America anymore. I'm someplace else. We got over here, I guess, they tell me, the pilgrims and all those guys, because they didn't want to have empires anymore. They didn't want to have kings, and they didn't want to have a lot of that crap. Well, guess what we got? We got that same old crap now. We're an empire. We're down here taking care of this cat's business and somebody else. And this bull about American interest, this American interest called oil that's down in the Middle East is a load. And we fought a war for it already. Bunch of people died. That hasn't obviously worked because we're back in the same crap again. It's like World War I didn't work. They had to fight World War II. And that thing might not even clean the mess up. Maybe we got another one like World War III coming up. But I do know this. Something's got to change, man. I don't care what the Israelis and the Palestinians do to each other. I don't. What I do care about is American ships parked in harbors where there are these dudes with sabers in their teeth and bed sheets on their head, and they're crawling over the sand dunes, and the only thing they want to do is grease a few Americans. You know, it ain't worth it. Well, we do have our Winnebago to fill up with gasoline. You know, we're going to have to start making some decisions around here, and they're going to be some pretty hard freaking decisions, but we got to, and I don't care if you did buy the brand new Excursion. We got to start making some decisions. This ain't worth it. I don't give a crap if Standard Oil helped them develop the technology to pull the oil out of the ground. It's their ground. It belongs to them. And I'm so sick and tired of looking at those cats in their freaking bed sheets and their goatees, and they're sitting there with the headphones on, and there's another OPEC meeting, and they're going to decide whether or not we got a recession in this country. That's what's going on. And we just bend right over and spread for it. You talk about being somebody's bitch. The United States of America has been OPEC's oil bitch for I don't know how long, man, and it's never going to end. They talk about the Red Sox being the Yankees' bitch. You think America's strong? We're OPEC's bitch. And we will do what they say, when they say it, and how they say it. And I don't care if we park a bunch of boats down there, and I don't care if we get involved in a war and throw together a coalition and march through the streets of whatever the hell's town you want to march through, and everybody's dancing in the streets, and they all love America, okay? 10 years down the road, man, we're still in the middle of the same bull crap we were in the middle of in the early 70s, and it was all building up to that, and that's oil shortage, oil inflation, inflation affecting inflation in America, and finally recession. When they say jump, we say how high. And when they say go, we say when, and it, man, they just, we do what they tell us to do. Now, how much more of this bull crap do we want to put up with? When are we going to grow a freaking pear in this country? Everybody likes to run around talking about what a bunch of courageous people we are. Boy, what a great country, huh, America, man? We really got to, we really showed the rest of the world how to build a nation. Oh, yeah? What we did, though, we did with the Japanese, for instance, is we showed them how to be dependent upon another country. Look at the Japanese, man. They can't do anything over there without, you know, their economy relying on about 15 other countries. They can't buy a pound of meat. They can't get a quart of oil. They can't get laid without it affect, you know, something in their country because they got to buy it from somebody else. That's the way America is. We're sucking everything away from everybody else. We produce very little in this country compared to what we eat. We're eating a lot more than we are going out there and farming and tilling and making, you know. We're sucking all this oil in from overseas. We're bringing in all these exports, man. We're just, this country gradually, slowly, but inexorably, is becoming so beholden to everybody else, we ain't got a country left. And all we do, like the bunch of dumbasses that we are, because we're watching all these movies, keep in mind, and we got Arnold Schwarzenegger and Bruce Willis pumping all that bullcrap into us. What we do is, or what was that movie I saw the other day? The Siege. How'd you like that one? Did you see that Bruce Willis, Denzel Washington pile? We get all that propaganda pumped into us, so we start believing some myth about our country being strong enough to what? What are we strong enough to do? We strong enough to go down there and take that oil as our own? Well, hell yeah, we could. Oh, you know that's bull crap, too. It ain't ours. And as long as we're down there doing business with those guys, you can put together all the coalitions you want. We did it, and they turned right around and said, oh, you know, I think we'll jack the price up to 40 bucks a barrel anyway. What do you think about that, Yankee? There's nothing we can do about it, okay? So I don't know whether you want to. I think there's a decision to be made. I don't know what it is. I don't care. My wife will continue driving her SUV. And if you say we should spend $3 a gallon or even maybe not have gas for, like, seasons at a time, that's fine with me. But that's what we're heading towards. One of these days, OPEC is going to say, well, it's summertime. You don't get any oil. Because you Americans drive a lot in the summer, so you should save your oil the rest of the year and use it in the summer. Now it's the, well, it's the heating oil time, it's winter, and it will jack the price about 50%. What are you going to do about it? And just to anticipate your request, the A-bomb isn't going to work, okay? Nuking them is not an answer. I'll say we ought to nuke them. It's not going to work there, Clem. Now, if it sounds like I'm angry, I'm not. I feel fantastic. I just bought a new Excursion. We're going to go for a drive this weekend for about a block. It's Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.